Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary Wolfel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Yeah, it's me though.
Talking Milwaukee Bucks, 53-19. Gary, appreciate the time, man. Last 10 games, 5-5 for the Bucks. Two of those losses against three of the league's worst teams. Any cause for concern that the Bucks don't have any forward momentum going into the playoffs? Just 10 games left in the regular season.
Yeah, there's a little concern. They're not in sync, and that's, you know, understandable. They brought in some new players. They're trying to acclimate them to the system, but for whatever reason, that fire that they had, that passion that they had before the All-Star break, isn't there, and it's going to be interesting to see if they can recapture it.
You know, Gary, as far as the health of this basketball team, it looks like Mirotić will be fine, be back in a couple of weeks. Obviously, we know without Brogdon, but you played that game last night without half your roster at this point. To me, you start talking about getting momentum and going into the postseason. To me, it's more about individual guys having momentum with their games more than his wins and losses. You need Middleton to be feeling good and playing well going into the playoffs. Same with Bledsoe. That's more important than how many wins or losses they have in the last couple of weeks to me.
Yeah, and you still, I tend to agree with that, but you still want to, you know, develop some cohesiveness and some chemistry, and you still like to win. And I don't know, for whatever reason, they're not in sync. They did play well against Philadelphia for the most part, but you know, other than that, I to be honest with you, I haven't been overly impressed.
Yeah, I just, well, down the stretch for me, you know, it's NCAA basketball time. To me, it's about guard play and coaches. And now you get a chance to see how good these coaches are going to be down the stretch. Because I'm going to tell you something, I did not expect for Kyrie Irving to just blatantly come out and say, oh, I'm going to take some of these games off. And then you look at some of these other teams, Gary, a couple of teams, they're sitting some of their best players since they're going to be, they're injured. So should Giannis just not, I mean, out of these next 10 games, maybe just sit like six, you know, five or six games, or should he will be healthy?
Well, I don't know if he should take that many games off, but they certainly should limit his minutes, you know, instead of playing, you know, 34, 35, maybe they can reduce them to like 26, 28. But, you know, again, it's about, you know, developing some chemistry and staying in the flow. And, you know, you just look at the Eastern Conference. I mean, the top four teams are pretty good, and they're all into the workload management, you know, aspect, where they're trying to make sure their stars are ready for the playoffs.
But my thing is this. It would be huge for him to be MVP. I don't know about him sitting out, but every time he's out, it seems like Harden puts up 135 points. So I don't know if people are prisoners of the moment or what. I need 34 to get back out there and score at least 30 so we can bring this MVP back to the five serve. That would do amazing if he's the number one player, which he is. If he's the MVP, he has the number one seed, and you're the best coach. Those pretty much going into the playoffs is amazing.
Yeah, you made a great point about Harden. Don't think that James Harden doesn't want to win the MVP again.
Yeah, because he's always been second fiddle all the time to LeBron or somebody.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's got something in his contract, you know, a clause that he gets $50,000 or something for the MVP. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's pretty much a two-player race, and you can make a valid case for both players.
What do you make of the Brogdon loss, and how does it affect the Milwaukee Bucks? Can they overcome that?
Well, it's huge. I don't think there's any question about that. He's their best perimeter defender. I think he's their smartest player, their headiest player. He has a knack for making the right decision at the right time. And, you know, for the Bucks' sake, hopefully, you know, he'll come back and play this year yet.
Talking with Gary Wolfel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, as you look around the rest of the roster and the injuries continue to mount up, Is it hard not to think, if you're Mike Budenholzer, a little deja vu? You have the number one seed again, and now seemingly the injury bug continues to bite you?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's it's part of the game, and the Bucks have been incredibly fortunate. I mean, up until, you know, the last couple of weeks, they've been injury-free, and you look at the other teams, whether it's Philadelphia, Boston, or Toronto, you know, some of their key players have been banged up during the course of the season. So, you know, that's, again, you know, part of the game.
Gary, as we push forward to the playoffs, just 10 games left, and you watched the 76ers last night against Boston. Mm-hmm. What's the cause
Actually,
for?
I watched the Bulls and Wizards. Can you believe that?
No, I can't believe that. Go ahead.
Yes, you can. Jabari Parker was playing for the Wizards. Of course, you can.
And the Wizards, the Wizards were his pick all year long to be the sleeper team in the East.
You know what? I was in Chicago last night for that game, and I went down there to see a couple people and do some interviews. But I thought that was going to be a dog game, and I figured the Bucks would blow up the Cavs and. It was just the opposite game, and you know the Cavs beat the Bucks. So,
Gary, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk next week, Thursday, 4:48, with Gary Wolf on the Wendy's Big Show. Appreciate it, my man.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
That's Gary Wolf on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance? Of course you are. Look no further. Go to Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.